107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, it's Jill Wright with the Stratford Concert Choir. Jill, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm great. And we are getting ready for Her Song with the Stratford Concert Choir coming up on March 22nd. Now, we're shining a spotlight on female composers through the ages. And this just sounds marvelous, Jill.
Yes, it is. We're very pleased to be doing this program called Her Song. And we are featuring several different composers. A few of them are Canadian, which is also really lovely because we like to promote our own people.
Absolutely. And one of the composers that you're featuring at Her Song is actually your daughter, Catherine Rose.
Yes, my daughter. She came to writing choral music, I think, because she loves words and text and poetry. And she's a very good musician.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
She put the two together.
Amazing.
And she's doing well in her own way. We're very proud of her.
Yeah, you must be really excited to sing her music in this concert.
Yes, I am.
And lots of other amazing female composers are featured in Her Song. Could you tell us a little bit about each of them or whatever you can?
Whatever I can. Okay. We're singing a piece by Elaine Hagenberg, and she is American, and it's a piece called When We Love. It's quite beautiful and stunning. Mm-hmm. Florence B. Price is another American composer that we are singing. Florence Price has been, she's starting to be recognized on the continent as a quite substantial composer. And so I'm really happy that we're able to do this. And of course, there's my daughter's piece called Continuum, which is based on a poem that her grandmother wrote. Yes, and it sort of reflects the Saskatchewan landscape a little bit. If you listen carefully to the words, it's a song about grief. Oh. We're also singing another Canadian composer, Sarah Quartrell. Her music is always pretty gorgeous, and we're very happy to be singing that. Eleanor Daly, of course, is another substantial Canadian composer, well recognized for her contribution to the choral and musical scene in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we're doing another one called Easter Rejoicing, We Are a Garden by Alice Parker, I believe, is another American composer.
Yes.
And then we are singing a piece called Hymne au Soleil by Lily Boulanger, who had a rather short life. And she was the sister of the very famous Nadia Boulanger, who taught many composers of the 20th century, and her sister Lily was a very fine composer, but apparently she became ill and died at a very young age.
Oh, it's unfortunate.
Yeah. So that's sad, but the piece is incredible. And then at the end of the performance, we are singing a piece by Elizabeth Alexander. There should be some audience participation in this one.
Ooh.
It's called If You Can Walk, You Can Dance, and it's based on a Zimbabwean proverb.
Very cool.
So, yes, it's very cool and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm, I can imagine.
We also have a soloist, Ariel Harwood-Jones, who will be performing alongside with us. Ariel is a very exceptional soprano living in London, Ontario. And she'll be singing songs written by Clara Schumann. Clara Schumann was the spouse of composer Robert Schumann. So not only did she play the piano exceedingly well and concertized all over Europe in the 1800s, she raised a bunch of children, and she was able to do composition as well.
Wow. Yeah, just amazing.
So we're having a nice collaboration with choir and with Ariel, and we're all looking very forward to this concert.
I can imagine. I think this is, being as March is kind of International Women's Month, yeah. I think that this is, it fits in really well, and it's a great way to just celebrate amazing women as well.
Right.
Yeah. And so I assume that's kind of what inspired you guys to come up with this Her Song program is Women's Month, Women's Day.
Partly.
Yeah. Yes. So how did you come up with the program?
We sat around a table and talked a lot and listened a lot and thought, well, let's do something different. You know, there are a number of groups that are performing music written by female composers, and it seems to be, it really brings attention to the wealth of talent and musical contributions that these women have made for us.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of these composers are brand new composers, but they are being discovered.
Yes.
Which is really, really important. And I was thinking about this a while back, and this was after we had chosen this program. And I've been singing in choir since I was a little girl, and so that's quite a long time now. But most of the music, I would almost say all of the music that I've sung in choirs has been written by men.
Mm-hmm.
And we just never really thought about it. We just kind of did it because it was there and it was available.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
And now we're presenting this program because we believe that it's important to put a spotlight on these people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think anybody that comes to this performance is going to have a great time and really feel the magic in the music, you know?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. So it's coming up on March 22nd at Avondale United Church. It's Her Song. And how do we get Her Song?
You can go to the Stratford Concert Choir website. So it's stratfordconcertchoir.org. And there's a section on there that says buy tickets, and that's how you can do it.
Perfect.
Now, there will be a talk, but there will be a talk by Stephanie Martin, who is a composer.
Oh, very
and,
cool.
Yes, and she will be giving a discussion about her work and her approach to composition. And that begins at 6:00, and that is included in the price of the ticket.
Wonderful. So yes. That starts at 6, and then the show starts at 7.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's also, that's also a really good thing to do.
Yes.
To highlight her. Mm-hmm. As well.
Yeah, no, that should be fabulous. If you have no idea, if you've never, thought about composition, if you have no idea what that means, it's really interesting to hear about it and learn about it through a composer for sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
it certainly is.
So that's something you won't want to miss. So get your tickets at stratfordconcertchoir.org for Her Song on March 22nd with the Stratford Concert Choir.
And the other place you can purchase the tickets is at Blows Stationery.
Perfect. So if you want a ticket in your hand, go to Blows. Awesome.
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. Well, Jill, thank you so much and good luck with your performance. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you for the interview. I appreciate it.